While StoryCorps was in Fairbanks to help celebrate KUAC's 50th anniversary, longtime friends Mary Binkley, Marjorie Pogas, and Murray Richmond had a chance to sit down and reminisce. Here, Mary talks about starting a riverboat tour company with her husband.
The riverboat discovery, how did that come about?
Gosh, well, that history goes back to 1950. Chuck West, who later started West Tours, that was bought by Holland American and still in existence today, but he was a young flyer from World War II, and he flew for Wiens, had married a girl from Nome, and he saw great potential in tourism, and this was in 1948 and 49, and so he started trying to sell tours to Alaska, and he contacted us in late 1949, and my husband, Captain Jim, had been a pilot on George Black's freight boats, and then during World War II, in the summer months, he operated the boats for the military. So anyway, he said there was a little boat, the Godspeed, for sale by the Episcopal Church, a missionary boat, and so he helped us, and we got a loan with his help and started carrying passengers the summer of 1950. And my husband was working at the power plant at the university at that time, and we just started our family. In fact, our second son was born that summer, and I think we carried a total of 235 passengers as a second job, but we paid the purchase lease price for it. So we felt really good about it and had maybe $200 or $300 left. And then we continued after that. And then in 1950, in the backyard, built a larger boat. The Godspeed carried only 25 passengers, but we built the little stern wheeler because we thought it was more reminiscent of the early history of Alaska. And it carried 50 passengers, so we thought we were really set for a long time.
The full 40-minute version of this StoryCorps interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. StoryCorps is an American nonprofit organization whose mission is to record, preserve, and share the stories of Americans from all backgrounds and beliefs. StoryCorps in Fairbanks was made possible by a generous grant from Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Denali Center. You can hear this and other edited versions online at kuac.org.